What is up, Tether Radio listeners? We are here with Untethered number 26. I am
rude.
Sorry.
I am your weird witchy pal, Al, and I'm here with Daniel and Larry.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Sorry, I've reassigned the buttons at this point, and I was just like, that just seemed like an air horn moment.
We're stuttering and fucked up from the intro, so here we go. We just really, no theme, just some overflow, because we had a lot of shit to cover this week. Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're sorry, and...
And you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Who's got first?
I'll take first. Right. I'll take first. Right. So, we were talking a little bit prior to starting recording this Untethered episode 26 about Subway just in general. First of all, is there bread?
No.
What the fuck else can it be? I'm mad.
I came to the conclusion that it was pressed starch that was baked. I don't know what that means. Don't ask me to elaborate.
I think that's bread.
But from Mental Floss, Mental Floss is like near and dear to my heart. They just come up with silly things and tell me about them, and I love every minute
of
it.
It's a good
day. Do Subway sandwiches contain any tuna? It's a bit of a mystery. So for decades, Subway restaurants. I know, right? How long has Subway even like been Subway? Like,
I'm gonna say 50 years. Larry, over under
50.
I'm gonna go with 35.
What year are we? 2021.
We are in the year of our Lord.
2021.
This is a religious podcast.
I would guess. Okay, I'm gonna guess 40.
So. Subway restaurant first open.
What are they doing with their cold cuts, proteins, and vegetables?
1965.
What?
Oh,
holy shit!
You're welcome.
That is wild. Yep. I would have.
I really, as soon as I said, I was like, "Larry's right." It came out in the '80s.
Wow, 65. Where did they start?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Wow.
Huh. Anyway,
okay. Anywho, so they've been serving up a menu of made-to-order sandwiches using a variety of cold cuts, proteins, and vegetables. Marketing has admonished consumers to, quote, eat fresh. But in the case of their tuna, it's not totally clear what exactly people are eating. So what happened here is the New York Times decided, hey, we want to know if these motherfuckers are serving up real ass tuna, not ass tuna, real ass tuna on them sandwiches. So they decided to look into this stuff. Let's see. So what they did is they got 60 inches of tuna sandwiches.
Yeah, from they three. Did.
Oh, no. <I'm... laughs> How many inches? That's 5 feet.
Yeah, dude.
My God. That's a lot of tuna sandwiches. So they got 60 inches of tuna sandwiches from three LA area locations, froze the meat, and then shipped it off to a lab to figure out whether or not this was real or faux fish.
Faux fish.
Damn it. If this was the full episode.
I know. It's a
right?
good title.
Ah, my God. Maybe we can't start naming Untethereds too.
Yeah.
Larry, why are you airdropping me links?
Is it the same one?
It's new. This new. Yeah, okay. Well, it's new.
Anyway. So the lab, which asked not to be named in the article.
Of course.
Please do not have Subway fans come after us.
Jared, no! We see what you do to children!
Oh.
Sorry, I couldn't not go there. Anyway. So they performed a PCR test, which is not a test at all, but they did PCR to figure out if there was actual DNA from tuna in these sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm specifically saying sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think?
I would say no.
Okay. Allie?
I would say inconclusive.
So, Allie, right before recording this, was saying that you were... do they have good tuna sandwich? Because honestly, no. I've never had it.
No. But I also can't resist it. Like, no, I know it's not good.
Time out. Time out. Like, fast good. Food is not good, but it's good, like, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Sometimes it just hits the spot. Like, yeah, you ever had a filet of fish?
No, I actually have
it's
never.
It's pretty fucking good. Really? Yeah.
So I've never had a McRib either.
I never had a McRib.
Yeah. Have you had a McRib?
Yeah. It's rubbery.
I have a friend that used to describe stuff as about half, and people were like, half what? And I'm like, no, I just get it. Just about half.
Half real.
Just half.
Half reality.
But no, I get that. I get yeah. that. No, it's, I don't know, something about the Subway tuna, man. It hits the spot.
I mean, okay.
Panera's tuna. Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I can't relate because I don't eat. I specifically
no,
don't
I know
eat,
you eat. Yeah. You
You're
son
missing
of.
Out.
I eat tuna, but not with mayonnaise.
Okay.
What do you eat? How do you prepare your tuna?
Locally,
wait,
Aubrey's.
That made me think of the tuna sandwich that the dude made. That he,
no!
He didn't drain the juice.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So.
That is nightmare fuel. No, Aubrey's locally has like a grilled tuna sandwich, and it is to die for. Mm. It's so good.
What I'm thinking is shredded tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
like can.
Yeah, like can.
Right?
Tuna.
Okay, yeah.
So obviously sure. I would drain it first.
Yeah.
Squeeze one lime in it.
Lime. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would do lemon, but okay. Okay.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. And if you're feeling feisty, some red pepper flakes.
Sure.
Okay.
Mix it around. Eat it with crackers. With okay. with crackers.
Quackers?
With crackers.
So you don't have anything. Okay, you don't have any, like, conduit.
Nah, man, I'm raw dogging it.
Oh, my God, I just vomited mildly in my throat. Well, let me tell you about what they found.
Please.
So, Subway says that they use 2 of the 15 species of tuna in the wild. The 2 that they claim to use is skipjack and yellowfin. I don't know the other 13 because
shame on you,
I'm not
honestly.
A tunologist.
Tunologist?
Albacore.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's all I've got.
Yeah.
I'm
oh, okay.
I'm no longer be taking any questions.
And you know what? Didn't realize that Allie was a tunologist. So the laboratory could not find any amplifiable tuna DNA in the sample. Not skipjack, not yellowfin, or any of the 3 other species that they tested for.
Wow.
Which, in my opinion, would be like, okay, that leaves 10 other species that you didn't test for. That it could have been.
No, but they claim that it's those 3.
I mean, that's a good point, but my point is like, if you really want conclusive evidence.
So Subway right? tuna is like hot dogs.
Yeah. You don't want to know what it really
it's
is.
It's tuna.
Tuna.
It's like just fish heads grinded up to make it look like tuna.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least they grind it up and, like, press it to where it looks like tuna.
I hate you guys.
Yeah. So, a lab spokesperson said, there's 2 conclusions. 1, it's so heavily processed that whatever we could pull out, we couldn't make an identification.
Yeah, this hot dog is made out of just assholes.
And then assholes and hooves. This is tuna hooves right here.
Oh, how I wish.
Holy
we
hell.
The episode.
I know, we've got so many names.
Tuna hooves.
Holy shit. Anyway, so... Oh, I was trying to find the other, because there was another, here we go. So, Inside Edition, this is where the waters get murky. Mm. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Anyway, they found that the tuna samples that they were, like, looking into were identifiably tuna.
Oh.
So... That's why...
Larry's just peeing over here.
No, Larry, sorry, seriously. We can damn pause,
it.
Dude.
Damn it. I didn't think it would catch that.
So that is why... That
put
it
the lid
is...
back on the pee bucket when you're done.
That's why we've got the New York Times saying nope, and then we've got Inside Edition saying, "Hey, man, we got tuna."
But do
here.
You really trust Inside Edition?
I was about to say, if there's anybody I trust, it's Inside Edition.
Well, time out. Is the New York Times really just like quantifiable or qualifiable in the sense of like?
I believe they do a lot more research than.
Yeah.
But my question is, when you take into account Big Tuna,
I just keep it. Can the New York Times be bought by Big Tuna? And the answer is definitively yes.
I've got nothing. So I just thought that this was really funny that there's a battle out there. Well, battle in quotation marks. that it's like, is Subway serving tuna?
No, they are not serving anything real.
Yeah, honestly, I would say that like most of it is pressed.
Yeah, have you seen the chicken they try to pass off as grilled chicken?
Dude, that the chicken in high school was more realistic.
It's like, yeah, it's like painted on grill marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's God. A McRib of chicken.
Speaking of chicken, real quick.
Yeah.
If I don't know, have you guys ever had the Boca Burger chicken patties?
No.
Fry it in a pan with a little bit of oil. It is delicious, and it legitimately tastes like a really good chicken patty. Just saying, putting that out there. They're on sale at Kroger.
All right.
Dude, I will also say a garden burger is just a good thing to just have in the freezer if you just need...
What brand?
This brand.
Garden burgers. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
If you just have those in the freezer, like, yeah they need it, like... Throw some sort of sauce on, throw some mustard or some Worcestershire or whatever on them. But, like, they're pretty damn good, especially if you just, like, aren't in the mood for anything and you just need to heat something up and eat something for dinner.
Heat and eat, man.
Heat and eat.
All right.
Hell yeah. So, we're not debunking bullshit on this. We're looking into Subway. So.
All right. I want to tell you guys about a group that staged a ceremony in Las Vegas for the graduating class of James Madison Academy, a school that does not exist. The group invited David Keene, an NRA board member who served as president of the group between 2011 and 2013, and John Lott, who is an author and a guns rights activist. Mm. Both of them gave their remarks, and what they were told was a rehearsal. The result that
Okay.
Videos of the two dudes addressing a sea of empty seats representing the estimated 3,044 students who should have graduated this year but didn't because they were killed by gun violence in America.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Huh?
I'm sorry, did you not see that coming?
That's pretty...
Wow.
Good, I tried to present it where you wouldn't see it coming because the headline ruins it, but...
I haven't looked at
Yeah.
Wait, he did look at the headline.
No. I went straight into the article, and okay. I did not look at the headline. Yeah.
The group that did it was a gun safety group.
Wow.
Founded by two parents whose son, Joaquin, was murdered in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 18. The school doesn't exist, and part of their point was, if you did a fucking background check or a Google would have told you this is not a real...
I believe it's pronounced Jugal.
Jugal. Who's to say, really?
I honestly... in
This
in,
rules.
In, yeah, with all this, respect, this is... I like the title of this video that is on here. It's called The Lost Class.
That's what they call the group of the students.
Yeah. That's fucking gnarly as shit.
And man, good and for them. And very powerful. And yeah, you tricked them. But honestly, you made a fucking statement.
That is a whole ass school. 3,044 students.
My entire high school was like 400 kids. That's huge to me.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Fuck.
So, both of the speakers praised founding father James Madison, the fake school's namesake, for proposing the Second Amendment, and both of them criticized efforts to introduce gun safety measures. You don't know what empty seats you're addressing.
Okay, so when this came out, how did they react? Like,
well, okay, so the author guy said that his comments were taken out of context and selectively edited. Were they?
No, sir. You were rehearsing.
You're a gun activist. Also, like, if you take me out of context, you're probably still going to pretty much get what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People who feel strongly about stuff, taken out of context, still sound about right.
It sounds like what you meant to say.
He also said he drove 1,000 miles from
Montana. Oh, no, editing's a pretty
strong tool.
It's a strong tool.
It can be. It can be. But a lot of times, like, people that say they were taken out of context weren't so much, you know?
Well, no, and I'm
not. And you can. You really can selectively edit. But, like, you're a gun activist, dude. I don't think they really threw you under a bus here. Like, I think you probably were really still getting your point across with what you were saying.
In that case,
I mean, just the fact that these people don't do the due diligence.
You didn't do a quick Google.
Figure out, like, oh, this speaking engagement, like,
they are hungry for an audience.
Yeah. So he said he drove 1,000 miles from Montana to Vegas to deliver his speech. He also said he was encouraged to speak about James Madison and about background checks and had been promised $500, the price of the flight, but was never paid.
I thought he drove.
He did drive. You trying to save your...
Like, what the fuck?
Why'd you drive 1,000 miles?
Hey, you don't fly a car?
God.
Okay, so they should release the uncut video. Just to debunk the fact that they took him out of context.
That'd be awesome. It's probably out there.
Those are going to be released at the same time as all these...
UFO sightings?
No, as all of these police cam.
Oh, videos. God damn, we're going to be waiting forever.
Oh, God. But basically,
sorry, I laugh because if I don't laugh, I'll cry. Yep. So.
Oh, man. But
they're pretty much just saying they're trying to expose that the NRA is pretty fucking corrupt, which I don't... Even if you're a gun dude, the NRA is not great. You have to say it. Like, the NRA is not a great organization.
I would even go as far as to say that when organizations get too big...
Yeah.
And I literally anything. Sure. I don't give a shit what we're talking about. There is so much of a drive for, like, corruptness and just, like, this seeking power.
When you get so, like, big that you can buy a politician or two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or, you know, a whole
Which,
party.
I mean, don't even get me started on politicians.
A whole party.
Yeah. That's part of what they say is that they're trying to inspire solutions that are essential to healing mass shooting victims, survivors, and their families' lifelong grief.
Yeah.
But, man, sometimes I hate when something happens just to be, like, clickbait, buzzy news.
Yeah.
But this fucking deserves it. This is good.
I mean, that's... Dude.
This rules. Seriously. This is powerful as hell.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
It is...
It's kind of a gotcha, and I get that.
It's completely a gotcha.
But they had it coming.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine, dude. If you are due diligence. If you are able to be gotcha'd, then you're not fucking doing your job, kind of thing. Like, yeah. I understand. I am a, like, complete and utter 2A
advocate kind of thing.
But having said that, dude, the NRA...
They're a mess. They're a fucking travesty.
Yeah. Like, it is not good.
No.
And they are not a good organization currently. Like, so
to that same point, I am pro, you know, gun. Like,
yeah, sure.
You know, for sure. But I want nothing to do with the NRA.
In any way
whatsoever.
For sure.
You know, so I'm actually looking forward to July 1st. Because in this state, you'll be able to carry concealed and open carry without a license.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
And look at it. We pan over to Allie.
Where's that cricket sound when I need it?
Wait for it. I promise. It's here.
That's me.
But time out. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah.
You can have it. You can not have it.
Yeah.
You get the option.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Well.
But I totally agree. The NRA, I will agree with...
Not a great organization.
The NRA is a fucking trash pile.
And I don't know a ton about all their history, but especially lately, not great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, they have just not...
Yeah. Historically, they've not been great, but especially lately, they've not been great.
And I'm not even going to act like I fucking...
No.
...have kept up with the history of the NRA. I just know that what I've read lately and then checked into the little bit in the past, not something that I would be a proponent of currently. So,
well, on some lighter news.
Yeah.
So, Google reveals a list of the most misspelled words in the U.S. And it is amazing.
I bet that's one of them, right? Misspelled?
Okay, so does, without looking at...
I have not pulled it up. Okay,
I haven't looked at so many guesses.
Okay, so this article is coming from Wavy. When it comes to spelling, everyone seems to have at least one word that trips them up, which is true. I have a few that trip me up as far as spelling.
Okay.
So what they did is they ran from March 24th, 2020 to March 24th, 2021 using Google Trends. AT&T experts did, you know, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. And they found gems.
Can we make some guesses?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to guess separate and necessary.
Receive.
Ooh.
No?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, agreeing.
Fuck. I was trying to think of. No, those are not my guesses.
I think I'm really just sticking with separate and necessary.
Yeah. Separate and necessary.
And I'm going to say receive. And we're not talking about context like there.
Yeah, surely right. People aren't really. Yeah.
Or your.
Yeah, yeah.
Or right. Okay. Just words. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Misspell, I would think.
you misspelled.
Yeah, honestly.
All right, so.
Go, please.
Number one, quarantine.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Quarantine
okay.
was...
Well, that's because of the year it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Quarantine was the most widely misspelled word and the most searched in 12 states. The data revealed many people even thought it was spelled quarantine.
No.
C-O-N-T-E-E-N.
I'm not going to lie. We should have named this episode...
Quarantine.
No. Bone apple tea.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to know... Before I move on down the list,
yes,
where this great state of Tennessee falls?
No.
No, I would not.
It falls within quarantine.
Sure.
Yes.
That's right. Our most misspelled word?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll get into that in a second.
All right.
So seven states misspelled favorite, which is the second most misspelled word.
How are they misspelling it?
Does it say? They were spelling it F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E.
That's just British.
Yeah, that is British.
Well, it's still, we are not using the Queen's English.
Hey, we ain't in England. I'm just kidding.
A common misspelled word in the United States is actually the correct spelling in the UK.
Yeah.
We use you over, there, the expert said. Mm-hmm. Adding that they hope the people overseas don't get mad at us. Whatever.
Okay.
Coronavirus was the third on the list, frequently misspelled mostly as coronavirus. CARONAVIRUS.
You guys never had a beer?
In six states.
Wait, not only that, but have you seen a TV? In a year, they had it spelled right. It was never spelled wrong.
And it was in six states, including Vermont, which on Monday became the first state in the nation to vaccinate 80% of its eligible population.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
With at least one dose of the vaccine. So you have the state that has the most vaccinated people misspelling coronavirus.
They were vaccinated for the wrong thing.
Following that was the word witch, W-H-I-C-H, most commonly spelled in five states as W-I-C-H or W-I-T-C-H.
Maybe that's everybody searching for the company Witch Witch.
Have you had those?
They're really okay. It depends what you get.
That's a good point. Good point.
They're about half, unless you get the right thing.
Other words that Americans had trouble spelling include every in three states. E-V-R.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're leaving out that second
E-V-E-R-Y. Believe. In three states.
So I'm not gonna lie. The I before relieve, E, all yeah. that shit, yeah. dude. That's kind of understandable.
It turns
in my
out
opinion.
That that's almost always not the rule.
No, I know. Which is insane. But I'm just saying. Yeah, but it's like it's a very difficult rule.
I always
because
think
it
of
doesn't
it this
fucking
way.
Exist.
I always think of I forget. I'm blanking on the lyrics in the band that say this, but the lie and believe is
Foxtrot Unicorn. No, I'm just kidding.
It's fucking Fallout Boy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The lie and believe. What is it? The lie and believe is me or some shit like that.
The best part of believe is the lie.
The best part of believe is the lie. There you go. That's how I. Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely in three states, separate.
Or definitely tricks
luck. Separate.
That's what I said. We'll separate.
There you go. Separate in two states. Incidentally, people in Washington D.C. looking at you, Mary, where many of our country's leaders reside, have trouble spelling succeed.
Okay.
They didn't quite figure two C's, out, two E's.
They didn't quite figure out how many C's were in the word. Okay. The experts said.
That's funny.
That's because everybody, like, honestly, if there's any place that should be nuked, it's Washington, D.C. And I don't care who's president. It should just, all of it should be exploded.
Yeah.
Our capital. But not by a terrorist, by the people of the United States.
Sure. So, Texas' most misspelled word was confident. Ironic much?
Are they spelling it confidant?
I don't know how. It doesn't say. I'm just looking at the map.
Damn, wow. Gotcha. Okay.
Arkansas multiplication.
That tracks. How are you misspelling? Okay.
I don't know.
They just give up halfway through. I can't do it.
Yeah, but I just found it funny that actually, no, that's not Arkansas. Arkansas was receive. So I'm... Missouri. What's beside Missouri? Left of
Montana,
Missouri.
Maybe.
No, that's not Montana.
Kansas. When you get into
above,
the Midwest,
above,
I'm sorry, they're
oh
all
God,
like
above Oklahoma.
I'm not looking at it. So.
Above Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay, Nebraska was multiplication. Arkansas was receive. Sorry, I'm just looking at the states and I'm just naming them.
I can't believe they don't have the names of the states on that. Man.
No, because they have the word on the state.
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying, yeah. Like, it would make sense that it's like, hey, this is the fucking state. This is, I'm sorry, like, we're not dealing with, well, never mind.
Anyway, I just thought that was a funny article that we could get a little bit of laugh at, especially since Allie made us all sad.
Shit.
But yeah, guys, it's not quarantine, it's quarantine. So there you go.
Quarantine.
The more you know.
Can I tell you guys about this guy who fucked up his mailbox?
His own?
No. Well, yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
You'll have to keep listening to know.
A homeowner. This dude heavily fortified his own mailbox with metal and concrete because it kept getting vandalized. Oh, no. Wow. And then... Poor Cletus Snay, whose name I could not make up.
That is his name.
Cletus Snay.
Can I just say real quick before you deliver
this? Do you
want to
guess the state?
Louisiana.
I'm so embarrassed about this.
You're not even from there.
I know. You don't even go
there. I don't know. I guess Louisiana.
Ohio.
Wow, okay.
Ohio's become the new Florida.
The south of the north.
Ohio, man. We need you.
Cletus Snay was minding his own fucking business, driving to work in December of 2016, and he lost traction on some black ice, and his Ford pickup truck crashed into Matthew Burr's mailbox, which wouldn't be that big of a deal. However, Matthew Burr has been... fucked over. And people kept fucking with his mailbox, so he fucked with his mailbox.
Oh my God.
So he fortified it. He made it out of an 8-inch metal pole, which later it says is hollow. I'm thinking a solid.
I was like, I thought it was like one of those beams to keep like cars out of a crowd kind of thing.
That's what but later it says it's hollow, and I'm like, okay. But still.
Yeah.
A metal pole that is buried 3 feet deep into the ground.
Oh, fuck. So it ain't budging.
Huh. And then set in the ground with rocks and concrete. I'm sorry, rocks and cement. Wow. Cletus Snay, though, which he shouldn't have had that bad of a wreck, but his truck overturned and tumbled around 130 feet.
Oh, I thought you were about to say times. I was like, damn.
Holy shit. It probably felt like it. He was left paralyzed and is now in a wheelchair.
Okay, that's not funny, no, but when you said 130 times, I just thought of that sound, that song.
I was about to say, please tell me the galaxy thing is just spinning.
Twirling in the... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Cletus. I'm sorry, Cletus.
So who's responsible? The homeowner? Or?
Well, so it's a whole thing, man.
It has to be so, Cletus.
No, Cletus was the dude driving.
Yeah, okay, but he hit black ice. It's his vehicle.
But before you go there.
The mailbox isn't moving.
Before
is
you go there, though.
Right?
The mailbox is supposed to just fall away when you hit one.
Aren't there certain ordinances?
Well, I didn't realize this.
We're getting there.
Okay. I didn't realize
this. Ordinances because it has to be so high.
Postal Service guidelines say that a mailbox should break away.
I stand corrected.
I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that. I thought you could just fucking make like a... Well, so time out. What about these motherfuckers with the brick columns that their mailbox resides in?
I don't think it's really legally enforced, but like an ordinance kind of thing.
Okay.
So the way this is worded... from
Cletus Snay! No!
Cletus Snay's attorney, Kathleen St. John. Uh-huh. Set.
It's not any better.
No, I know. Okay. She said.
I'm sorry. I started to snort. My bad.
She said, an owner of property is not justified in inflicting, without warning, bodily harm upon a person or a person. That's worded weird. The person of a trespasser or petty pilferer by means of traps, spring guns, or instrumentalities of destruction.
Spring guns. Instrumentalities of destruction. So what, he was supposed to...
That's my snatch's name. I'm so sorry.
So what he was supposed to sign saying this bitch ain't moving?
No, it's saying you can't inflict bodily harm upon somebody that's just trespassing with a trap or a spring gun or any kind of destructive thing unless you would have been justified in using that force if you had been personally present.
The castle doctrine?
You can't set up booby traps.
It's your fucking property. You're defending your property.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of disagree with this a whole lot.
This is your mailbox. I mean, this is not your front entrance.
But my point is, how many people do you expect to hit your mailbox?
None.
None bodies. No, so this is my thing. Okay.
Well, he's saying that he slipped off the road on ice, hit this dude's mailbox, and if the mailbox had not been a fucking
let's call it what it is. Fortified.
Then his truck wouldn't have been so fucked up, and he wouldn't have ended up flipping and being paralyzed.
Well, that is true.
And that's fair. That's fair.
Man, and it's not, honestly, I'm not going to lie. That's a toss-up.
That's
why I brought this up,
because it's tricky. Like,
it is.
I don't know, man.
I mean, if I was... I can't remember the other dude's name that fortified
Matthew Burr.
Mr. Burr and Mr. Snee. What's his name?
Snay. People kept fucking with his mailbox. Like, people were deliberately, like...
like, fucking up his mailbox.
Well, you know how kids do. You lived in the boonies growing up. Yes. You drive by and you hit mailboxes with
like, cinder blocks, baseball bats.
You throw 2-liter bottles at it.
Really? Or you hit it with a baseball bat, dude. But
see, we used to, even in West Knoxville,
you break your arms.
In West Knoxville, we'd just, like, roll by and grab trash cans and, like...
Some random person left a used tampon in my parents' mailbox one time.
That was me.
I was like moved and grown and like out of college. Like it was just a rando. And my mom like went to check the mail. Was like, what the entire fuck?
Why are teenagers such dickhead? And I include myself.
Taking out a tampon and be like, I put this here.
That'd be so funny.
No. That's a terrorist. Oh, boop.
There
That's
you go.
That's a terrorist.
That's a terrorist.
God damn. Okay, so Chief Justice of a Chief Supreme Court of Ohio Chief Justice said, "Are you telling me a homeowner cannot reinforce their mailbox if they are the victim of repeated vandalism?" "Yes, I am. That's what I'm saying," the attorney responded.
Yeah.
Because, and so then it gets into the weeds of, like, guidelines from the Federal Highway Administration. Because
it's next to a road.
Yeah, right. And, like, and mail is the whole thing.
It's federal.
Federal because mail. But that said it was placed too deep in the ground and made of the wrong material, but was not illegal. Which is it?
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Oh, this is a super fucking... Dude, thank you.
Uh-huh, it's good.
This is a really fucking and it says, good
guidelines
case.
Do not set forth duty of care. They are just guidelines, said the attorney who's representing Burr, the mailbox owner.
Yeah.
It's tricky, man, because, like, I get
That's
it. Like,
weird.
My parents' mailbox I've got never... fucked with so many times. Yeah. And, like, I knew people that set their mailbox, like, into cement. You'd see people who couldn't even cement, like... They would have like a cement bucket that their posts.
Dude, you saw that. I run down Hardin Valley.
Yeah.
There are multiple mailboxes
because
that are set in fucking cement.
It's a fairly busy
road. I'm sorry,
that,
concrete buckets.
Yeah. That people still like drive by and fuck
and
with
fuck
their mailbox.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's interesting because like, I don't know which
That's
side to pick.
Weird. Yeah.
And it's awful. It's
awful that guy
is paralyzed.
It's terrible that that happened.
It would have been easier to come to a conclusion as far as what side you choose if the circumstances weren't natural,
the dude that was paralyzed did it because he was drunk.
Leaned
out and hit it with a baseball bat and it broke both of his arms and like fucked up his back or something.
But even if he was just being negligent and text messaging or something
and
he hits it and he was his car got super
but like
fucked,
you hit black ice like no.
But man,
it's tricky.
That is super.
I feel like this should just be thrown out of court. And
also, this is a good poll. We need to throw this in the group.
Okay. Ooh, Larry.
Mary sent me this. Larry.
Okay, wait,
time out.
I was getting a lot of shit about not posting Untethered.
Okay. I will post polls.
Thank you, friend.
Pretty cool.
Okay. No, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a really good
Because I was reading it going, no, that guy. And I was like, okay, wait, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you blew my gourd by telling me that there were fucking laws about how you could set your mail.
Is this new to you?
What?
Is this new to you?
Fuck yeah, it's new. Wait,
dude,
I thought
do you not ever see the ones that
time
are
out,
like the
out.
Whole thing is like a brick column? Mm-hmm. Like, how is that not?
That's my question. Yeah. Like, there was a neighborhood near my folks.
I knew about
the rich people that could afford fucking brick mailboxes.
I knew about like the material that you can use, and I knew about the height, and I knew about how far out it could stand, or how far out. Into like towards the road, it has to be all that. But I didn't know that it was illegal to like fortify it. Like I didn't know that much.
Yeah.
I don't think fortifying it is illegal. I think it's that like
it's frowned upon.
I think you're.
I just want to do a spring gun for it at this point. It's like I just want to see what happens. It's like. Fuck, somebody tries to fuck with my mail and I have like a small moat with alligators in it or something.
A very small moat. They're just the baby alligators that you...
They're like, oh, God, I'm going to have to get a fucking Band-Aid for this
Why are you reaching towards the bottom of the fucking mailbox? The whole point of destroying it is to hit the top, like the actual box.
Fair. Good point.
Your mom likes to hit the box. I'm so sorry. Shit.
Oh my god. All right. Well, you know what?
It's that time.
Is that enough? I think that's so many. We covered so much.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
That was so good. I'm just gonna do this for shits and giggles.
Please clap.
All right, there we go. Anywho, so this has been Untethered, episode 26.
Twenty-six. That's what you said.
Anyway, damn, we have We have some Reese's Ultimate Peanut Butter Lovers that we forgot to eat on air. And holy shit, damn it. Now we're going to have to eat them off air.
Oh, no.
Thank you guys once again for checking out the Tether Radio podcast. Like I said, this was Untethered episode 26. Check out the full episodes every Monday. We hope this little morsel gets you through your weekend. I was trying to think, is there anything big this weekend? No, not yet. Right? July 4th is not for a hot minute, so. Right?
I can't think of
anybody.
Mm-hmm. Or is it? July 4th will be between this Untethered coming out and... Wow. Okay.
Right? Yeah. I was trying to like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Because this episode will come out on July
4th. Oh, no. It's my 30-minute break.
No. July... This episode you're listening to right now will come out on July 1st. Ooh. July 4th is that Sunday. And then your next new episode will be Monday the 5th.
So, happy July 4th in advance, and be sure to check out the full episode on Monday.
Hell yeah.
We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
See ya.